The Greek island of Crete sits in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, sort of a transit point between Turkey and Italy, or between North Africa and the Greek mainland. As a result, Crete has seen its share of migrants coming ashore, and the island has also had its share of refugee camps. I spoke about this not long ago with Greek composer and musician Stelios Petrakis, who's from Crete. Petrakis says even with Greece still in the throes of a major economic crisis, it's impossible for Greeks not to feel for the refugees.
We are all sensitive, especially the artists who we are trying to give some concerts in order to collect useful things for the refugees from Syria.
Has it affected your music? I mean, have you written, composed songs about what's going on?
Not yet. I mean, the general crisis, I try to not be so immediately affected. My music is deep, it has emotion. My lyrics are mainly for love and some for the respect of the environment, for kindness of people and for the beauty of Crete.
Stelios Petrakis plays the lyre and lute, some of the oldest continuously played instruments in the world. He also builds them, but music wasn't his original career path. In fact, Petrakis went to law school before becoming a professional musician.
So are you a practicing lawyer at the same time?
No. At a very critical moment that I had to decide, because I had a concert at the same day of some exams. So I preferred to go to the concert instead of the exams. You know.
Eventually, he did get his law degree, but his passion for music still keeps him from hanging out his shingle. And that passion, it's not just for the traditional music of Crete.
I'm a big fan of the British band Iron Maiden. I listen a lot to flamenco music from Spain and a lot to music from Turkey, folk music and classical Ottoman music. So it's a strange combination, I can understand, but I find some things into that music that I really like and I really going deeper and deeper.
Okay, so where would we hear the influences of Iron Maiden in your music?
Maybe in the power, you know, maybe in the power.